coverage. Call Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. That number is 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. One more time, 702-410-8020. Tell them Kevin Wall sent you. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. If you have any questions about how to report your cryptocurrency investments or your gambling wins or your employment taxes or any other tax question, call New Hope Tax Defense. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? That's right. You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? When you hire me, those worries go bye, bye, bye. I promise never to take more money than you. And I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Hello, this is City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman. In this election, we have two races for the City Council on the November ballot, Ward 6 and Ward 4. I strongly urge you to vote for Bob Beers in Ward 4 and Ray Spencer in Ward 6. Both have dedicated their careers to public service, and both stand with me in their support for law enforcement. My number one priority is to keep Las Vegas safe, and I need Bob Beers and Ray Spencer to join me on the Las Vegas City Council in order to do that. Thank you. This is paid for by V is for Victory.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So what happens after Tuesday? A lot of people are predicting that as soon as the election results are over, you know, and are posted, that then all eyes will fall upon Donald J. Trump and what his plans may be. Are we starting to get an indication that he may or may not be running? And are we going to find out anytime soon? Gentleman Jim Dallas been following that story all day. What's the latest on that?
Well, Axios is citing three different sources which are familiar with those discussions about Trump's potential announcement or pending announcement, we should say, because it's probably going to happen. They say somewhere around November 14th that he'll be announcing.
Before Thanksgiving?
That's what they're saying right now.
Wow.
Now I've got a brief soundbite here where at a rally in Sioux City, Iowa last night, he was kind of teasing that just a little bit. Listen to this.
In order to make our country successful and safe and glorious, I will very, very, very probably do it again, okay? Very, very, very probably. Very, very, very probably. That's nice. Well, get ready. That's all I'm telling you. Very soon. Get ready. Get ready.
Yeah.
Sure sounds like he's going to be running again.
He sounds like he's ready. He's telling us to get ready because he sounds like he's already ready.
Yeah, he definitely is. And, of course, Joe Biden, he just doesn't want to give up the throne, does he?
No. And I think we may know before the 14th what Joe Biden's going to do. I think Joe Biden knows exactly what he's going to do.
And it appears he's going to run, or he's going to try.
That's what I'm thinking. And again, if it's a blowout, if it is a blowout and the Republicans dominate everything, he's going to be a lame duck president anyway, because he'll probably get a challenge from within his own party.
And that's what I'm thinking. And everybody is looking at Gavin Newsom as the potential, because they don't really care about the American people that much. I mean, their policies have indicated that. They just want somebody that looks the part. And certainly, I guess you would say that Gavin Newsom, and he's related to Pelosi, he fits the part.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. I'm just glad that I can, maybe take some vacation days around Thanksgiving and know who's going to be running for the Republicans. And I don't think there'll be a primary. I would be shocked if there was a primary. I would be shocked.
You don't think DeSantis is going to try to say, hey, notice me over here?
El Vice Presidente. Mm-hmm. Now that's what I think happens, and then he lines up for 4 years from now or 6 years from now.
Yeah, I think that Kerry Lake has got to be on that short list too as potential VP candidates.
She's amazing. Coming up, Michael McDonald, chairman of the Nevada Republican Party. What's it looking like 4 days out from a midterm election? You'll hear what he has to say and a whole lot more coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
And at 231, watch for a crash there on the Southern Beltway in Henderson. 215 eastbound, that's at Gibson. Also another incident, that's eastbound Tropicana at Nellis. Heavy congestion on the Southern Beltway, 215 westbound at Gillespie, as there's a lot of backups there as you transition to 15 north from 215 west. Remember, there's a special event which is going to be closing Las Vegas Boulevard tomorrow afternoon. That's between Spring Mountain and Harmon, beginning around 3:30 p.m. until 8 p.m., so avoid that area. And a short stretch of West Charleston Boulevard at the 215 closes at 10 o'clock tonight for emergency repairs until 10 a.m. tomorrow.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Riley Pay with this KMZQ Sports Flash. For postseason baseball, the Phillies and Astros met again in Philadelphia last night for Game 5 of the World Series, with Houston taking the win with a 3-2 final score. Two powerful arms on the mound, with Justin Verlander having the start for Houston and Noah Syndergaard on the mound for the Phillies. An RBI single from Jeremy Pena put the Astros on the board first in the first inning. However, Philly was quick to come back with a solo shot from Kyle Schwarber in the bottom of the first. His leadoff blast was the third for his postseason career, which now ties with Derek Jeter and Jimmy Rollins for most in playoff history. Jeremy Pena continued the offense for the Astros with a solo home run in the fourth inning, and Altuve scored on an RBI groundout from Jordan Alvarez to score the final run for Houston. The Phillies will head to Houston for Game 6 on Saturday, with Houston now leading the series 3-2. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Riley Pay with this KMZQ Sports Flash on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're speaking another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
Babbel.
Babbel. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
So as you graduate and head out into the world, there's only one thing that you need to know.
Hi, this is Jamie from Progressive. Yeah, I can talk now. Progressive protects you 24/7. So, tell me what happened. Oh, I'm sorry, Gene. Can you give me 1 second?
Brush out for every meal. Congratulations and thank you.
Sorry about that. I'm back. So tell me about this fender bender.
Contact us 24/7 on the phone, online, or on the mobile app. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
I'm Stavros Anthony, Republican candidate for Lieutenant Governor, and I hope to earn your vote this November. After spending nearly 30 years as a police captain, I know how critical it is to keep our communities and schools safe. Nothing else matters if we don't feel safe in our homes, our businesses, and in our neighborhoods. I'm running for Lieutenant Governor to keep Nevadans safe, and I'm proud to have Nevada's law enforcement and our veterans supporting my campaign. Through the years, as both a regent for our system of higher education and as a city councilman, I fought to streamline spending, invest in our public safety, improve our infrastructure, and balance our budgets. Today, Democrats have a stranglehold on Carson City. Their policies have given us mass inflation, record gas prices, and rising crime. As our next lieutenant governor, I will fight for public safety, low taxes, new jobs, and a balanced state budget. I'm Stavros Anthony, candidate for lieutenant governor, and I hope to earn your vote. Learn more about my campaign at StavrosForNevada.com. This ad was paid for by Stavros for Nevada.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So what happens if, and I know, this may end up being a moot point. But what happens if we run the table on Tuesday night and all of a sudden Republicans, and I'm not just talking about here in Nevada, but I'm talking about across the nation. If we end up winning Georgia, we end up winning Florida, we end up Pennsylvania and New Hampshire and Arizona and Nevada, what happens if we run the table? Will Democrats and Antifa hit the streets and start marching on every capital city in America? I mean, is that what's going to happen? I hope not. I had a chance to visit earlier today with Michael McDonald, who is maybe the busiest guy, because he's got 17 counties that he travels to. And what he's trying to do is get more Republicans elected all across the state, at every level of government. And I had a chance to visit with him. I asked him, are you sprinting to the finish line?
Yeah, I sure hope so. Kev, thanks for having me on, man. I want to thank you and thank your listeners, brother. It's been something where we're sitting right now. I drove every corner of the state the last several years. This has been amazing, absolutely amazing. We've been able to with the candidates, Joe Lombardo and Segal Shada, Jim Marchant, Adam Laxalt. We've hit every corner you can imagine. I mean, Michelle Fiore had me in places that we went into and we were cooking out of a diner. It has been great. Our Republican people have hit every corner to the point where no stone has been left unturned. You know, I mean, Adam Laxalt and Andy Matthews are on tour today. I think they hit Pahrump. They hit Nye. Segal Shada was with them. And then Joe Lombardo, we were with him yesterday when he cast his vote, him and his beautiful wife, Donna, our new first lady coming in soon to office. I want to give her a shout out because this has been tough. She's been phenomenal. Phenomenal woman leader, very strong. Joe's wife has just been great. So, Kev, you should feel good about it, but the main thing is this. You have to get out and vote. Several people have said what's been going on, what's been taking place. I said, great. You know what? You turn that anger into a vote. You go vote no matter what. I don't care about the rumors say. You know, you want to vote on Election Day. We got more people lined up to vote on Election Day. We're doing a big rally and going down to the polls and voting on Election Day on Tuesday. If you can get out today and vote, you know, you feel comfortable getting out today, go vote. But the main thing is you show up. Nothing stops you from voting. I don't care what it is. If you're in the hospital, unplug, go down and vote, plug back in. So we got to get everybody out to vote, man.
We saw a poll earlier in the week that had Adam Laxalt up 5 points on Catherine Cortez Masto. Do you believe the polls, even at this late date?
No, I don't believe the polls. Look, I think I can talk about, you know, the way people are working hard. You know, Rick Grinnell came in, the former AG, he's in. Everybody's coming in to help Nevada. That's how much people love about Nevada. Our chairwoman, Rhonda McDaniels, has been here more than any other state. Tommy Hicks, the co-chair, has been here. You know, it's obviously based on relationship, and you know that better than anybody else. I have a great relationship with them. But this is something they believe in on the national level. President Trump was here. We were trying to get him back for a second turnaround. He couldn't make it because obviously he's being pulled everywhere that you can imagine. But I think to have that type of support on a national level, what Nevada has become, you know, before we were just an afterthought and the Democratic Party ruled the world because of Senator Reid, now Nevada Republican Party, they're coming in. You know, Obama came in, it was nothing. President Obama showed up, it was a small rally. You could have held that in my backyard. When we have President Trump here, you're talking 25,000-30,000 people now, even when he's not president. So I think you see the momentum of everybody's tired of what's happening. The economy, the rates went up again yesterday. I know I was listening to your show. We talked about it. The rates went up again. You're never going to be able to afford a house. We can't afford gas. The cost of living has gone through the roof. I have friends of mine who have children. They don't know how they're making it. They can't afford rent. And it's because of the Democratic leadership. I mean, you leave Steve Sisolak and the rest of the Democrats in office, it's going to be worse. I mean, we have to have strong support, Kevin. We have to have people to support the police. You know, Seagal shot a strong support for the police.
I want to ask you because 30% of Nevada voters are Hispanic, 9% are Asian. You and your office and the Clark County Republican Party and the state and even the RNC have done an amazing job in reaching out to Hispanics, reaching out to Asians and other people of color. Can you talk a little bit about how that effort has looked?
Absolutely. You know, we opened community offices this time, thanks to our chairwoman, Ron McDaniel, Tommy Hicks, our co-chair, and the support of the RNC. What we did is we opened up offices, making community centers, and we were able to energize that base. And we did it before and with President Trump, how he was very strong in that and was able to motivate and move people. So once we had that, it was a recap of what happened there. We picked up. We never let off from where we were. And to see that type of motivation bounce again, it was great. And our message is strong, Kevin. I mean, if you look at the Hispanic population and the Asian population, they dovetail into us. Strong family, work values, the religious values. They come in strong with us to say, this is the party. I mean, we've been hoodwinked. We've been lied to. We have union leaders right now that have been lied to. I mean, their leadership is saying, oh, we're going to, you know, you have to vote Democrat. You have to vote because these are our people. And then starting to find out these are not their people. Look what happened in the pandemic. They left them out on the side of the road. They didn't help them get the job. Didn't help them put their family back through their thing. So when you start to see that, proof in the pudding. Forget about the words. These are actions. We can relate back to what they have done under their leadership, and they've done nothing. Think about the riots. Think about BLM. When they broke into City Hall in Reno, they burned. We had an officer that was shot here. Shane McElhinney is still in a situation. Great man, great family, you know. And where was our governor? Nowhere to be found. He never called the National Guard. They let people run rampant. They let people burn our property, and they threatened our neighborhoods. It shouldn't even be a decision who has to be the governor, the attorney general, the lieutenant governor, our treasurer. We are broken under this leadership of the Democrats. We have to have strong leadership. It starts with Joe Lombardo and come down, vote Republican down the entire ticket. I guarantee one thing, we will change it. We will change the face for better for working class families. For the working men and women, it will finally put us up front rather than Steve Sisolak cutting backdoor deals with all his rich friends, his wife. She gets all these no-contract bid deals. They're doing with these corrupt people. You saw what happened with North Shore, these corrupt back deals where people died. We had people that actually passed away that we know because of their testing. I mean, this should be a no-brainer. And with the gas prices right now and the economy, how bad it is, Kevin, this is something where it's like you're trying to tell guys, just look. Forget about Republican, Democrat. Look at the best ticket. Are you better off now than you were 2 years ago? Are you better off now than you were a year ago? All the answers point to no.
I want to ask you because we had Rick Scott on the show yesterday. He predicted 52 senators would be Republican, maybe as many as 55. Do you buy that math? Does that make sense to you when you talk to other chairs?
Look, I can tell you the support we're getting from the other chairs from nationally has been phenomenal. I'm so humbled by the way they're reaching out. Do I think it's possible? Yes, because I think everybody's working so hard. I think everybody's doing everything they can to try and make sure we have an opportunity to take back America. And it starts right here on the battleground state of Las Vegas and Nevada and Reno and in the rural communities. This is what has to happen. The battleground is in your neighborhood. It's at your kitchen table. And I think Rick Scott's right on when he's talking about it, that this is an issue where it starts. They did Project Vamos, right? Now you talked about earlier, we were talking about going in the neighborhoods. Project Vamos was we went into the Hispanic neighborhoods and talked about the values that we represent and the values they represent. So, you know, I go to a heavy Hispanic church. My old church is very heavy Hispanic. And the reception I get when I leave my mass and the Hispanic church, the Spanish mass is coming in, it's been phenomenal. I mean, they stop me. I'm taking pictures. I'm talking with family. We did a carnival where they're out and they're, you know, they're signing up to be Republicans. They want to know how to vote. And even though I can't speak Spanish that well, I have a translator that's there to help who's just a parishioner. So people, if you look at that level, how thirsty they are, and then you shop at at some of the Hispanic markets, the same thing. You know, I get blessed because I'm on your show. People listen to your show. People see me on TV. They come up and ask because they want to change America. They want a better life for their children. And it starts literally by changing the leadership of this state. And then obviously we're going to change it with the Senate. And that'll be fantastic. Our congressional seats. We flipped those. Kevin, you saw it firsthand. I mean, you've been great. You've been schooled in this politics for a long time. We flipped that. It goes back, starts the road back to recovery that helps us. Not just words, actions. Republicans are all about showing you what they can do, not talking about what they can do. And we've seen that for the last 2 years, how bad the state's in and what is happening now.
That's Michael McDonald, chair of the Nevada Republican Party. He has been working diligently for the last 2 years since the last election to turn this ship around. And it looks like he may be on the verge of doing it. We'll all wait and see. Tuesday night, we'll all know. Maybe Wednesday, maybe Thursday. That's a discussion for another day. Trust me. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Progressive Democratic leadership is failing Nevada. Our unemployment rate is the highest in the country as businesses have been destroyed. Our education system is ranked as one of the worst in the country, but the Democrats still block every effort to change it, and progressive policies have led to increased crime. Look, these things will never change if Republicans aren't elected to the Nevada Senate in November. We have great people running that are committed to returning sanity to the state. Please take the first step on the new path for Nevada by voting for the Republican candidates for state Senate, paid for by Integrity Growth an opportunity pack.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
About 2 weeks ago, I was watching the Golden Knights in an area sports bar. That is so much fun. Hey, Kevin Wall here. More than once, I thought about my friends at Quality Hearing Aids. You know, for years, I struggled to hear conversations with friends sitting next to me. Not three or four seats down the bar, but sitting right next to me. It became embarrassing. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and the results told me what I already knew. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear, but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids. The difference has been incredible. And now, with the addition of Dr. Matthew Lingman, the folks at Quality Hearing Aids are taking audiology to a whole new level. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aids, 702-369-1321. The number again, 702-369-1321, or check them out at qhalv.com. That's qhalv.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth, Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Liuna proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Carry on my wayward son, don't you cry no more.
Carry on, all the way to your locally owned Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care. With Meineke e-inspection, you'll know the problem and the fix. We'll send real-time updates, photos, and technician notes straight to your phone. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Stop in today and get a premium synthetic blend oil change for just $29.95.
Not only is Steve Sisolak dogged by scandal, he's soft on crime. Under Sisolak, Nevada's going to the dogs. Reduced sentences for drug traffickers and violent offenders. Failed to fund law enforcement and blames police for a spike in crime. After his anti-police policies, no wonder cops are leaving in packs. Steve Sisolak is barking mad. Paid for by the Nevada Republican Party. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.nevadagop.org.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new time. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
As bad as the Raiders have been, the Vegas Golden Knights have been like over the top great. 10-2 record. They're on this 11-day, five-game road trip with in Canada, here in the United States. It's been incredible how this team has gotten out of the blocks. Gentleman Jim Dallas been following this for a couple of weeks now. It keeps getting better and better and better, better than expected.
Indeed. It looks like the Jack Eichel deal is finally starting to pay off as the offense is doing everything they can. The Golden Knights, they're tied for the most wins and points in the NHL, 10 wins and 20 points. And they're 5 points ahead of Dallas. That's the next closest team in the Western Conference. So they're getting off to a really, really good start. But the defense, Kevin, they've only given up 23 goals in 12 games. That's incredible.
Wow.
23 total goals on the season in 12 games. And it's just the Knights have given up two or fewer goals in eight of their 12 games so far. That is just incredible. They did that 33 times last season. So this is a great team, and it's the zone defense. I think Coach Bruce Cassidy has brought his own defense, which has made a major impact on this team. So we'll keep our fingers crossed, and, you know, we kind of balance a little bit. You got a bad football team, but you get a really good hockey team.
Should we start engraving the Stanley Cup with the names of the players yet?
I wouldn't go that far, but certainly this is it's a better start than last year. And, of course, last year was the first time they didn't make the playoffs in team history.
Knock on wood, stay healthy. Stay healthy. That's what we need. The rest will take care of itself. Jim, thanks, man. Appreciate it. And by the way, they play tomorrow night in Montreal, right?
The Canadiens, yes. Not the Canucks, but the Canadiens.
Thank you. I love that. Stick around. More to do. We'll close it out, get you ready for Wayne Allen Root. Raw and unfiltered coming up next right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm Major Sam Peters, Republican nominee for Congress in Nevada's 4th District. It's time to send someone to D.C. that'll fight for America first in Congress. This election cycle, don't forget, Democrats gave us massive inflation, $5 gas, millions of illegal immigrants, increased crime, lies, mandates, and silence from our federal representative. Not on my watch. Send me to Congress.